Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is the straightest show on health in the nation. Straight Talk on Health. And I have a subject for you today that, well, it's going to require great expertise to get the essence of this to you. But you're going to know what I'm talking about. The subject of this show is right in front of your nose, but you don't really recognize it. So I'm going to start with a little scenario of you each week shopping at the supermarket. And those of you who eat chicken, those of you who eat beef, those of you who eat lamb, perhaps I could say even those of you who eat fish, but let's stick to the main three there, the chicken, the beef, and the lamb. And you're shopping in the supermarket as you do each and every week. Well, do you know the way to cut costs? You may have bought your stuff from Ralph's or Vons or Lucky's. You know what I'm talking about, the cheaper cuts. Not the organic grass-fed, but the stuff that's cheaper because it's feedlot. Those of you who've had fast food, that kind of stuff. Now, we sell this regularly. Generally, what you ingest as beef and chicken is what I'm talking about. Now, you know the way. It tends to be tender. And what I'm getting at is one of the things we do with our animal protein, our chicken and our beef and our lamb, is we inject the animals or we feed them in such a way to tenderize them, to make them plump. Now that's what's hanging right there on your nose. You have an understanding of the fact that there are chemicals that we in industry regularly inject our animals with to make them tender. Now, here's the point. That is exactly what's happening to you for exactly the same reasons. And I want to create a consciousness of this in your experience, meaning I want you to understand that you're being tenderized when you eat the way you eat, when you live the way you live. If you live in Los Angeles, you're being tenderized. That's the point I'm trying to make. If you live in the cities, you're being tenderized. Modern man, industrial high-tech man, has succeeded at taking his flesh, his animal flesh, and turning it to marshmallow. And the reason I'm saying this is because it's the net result of a process that's complicated, that's very diverse in its origins, and that you have to have a common sense, a reality check on, so that you can do something about it. Because we can have this conversation and make it chemically oriented. I'm going to do that a little bit today, but we can talk about the thousands and thousands of chemicals that you need to avoid, that you're allergic to, that are a problem, and that you've got to clean out of your body, and this, that, and the other thing. And it's all well and good, except it confuses you. And so what I want to sum it up as, beginning and end of show, is that we are effectively being tenderized as a species. All right. I'm going to say it another way. You don't understand it yet. I really want to get this into your bones. Male and female. Teenagers. Women are soft. Their muscles, even if they're firm, have a tenderness to them. Men are firm. Their muscles are striated. An athletic male in his teenage years is going to get cut, meaning that the muscles are going to be so low fat, they're going to show all their striations. And if you touch the body of an athlete, the body feels like tempered steel. Well, that's what we call a well-trained athlete. I'm going to compare and contrast those two. The female, even if she's an athlete, is kind of plump. She's tender. She's soft. The muscles have much more fat in them than the male. I want you to get those two contrasts into your mind. And the reason is, over the decade, the woman becomes softer and the man becomes softer. The tone of those muscles, which at one time showed perfect hormonal balance, I mean the teenage years, in an athlete. The tone of those muscles, the feel of them, think back, which displayed perfect hormonal balance in the teen years. By the time you're in your 50s, something has happened. You've been tenderized. Your muscles are fudgy. They're plumpy. The tone has changed. You've become like one of those injected chickens at Ralph's. And this is what's going on. This is so important for you to understand. And we can call it getting old. We might not even notice what we're talking about here. We can call it getting flabby. But it's not quite that. It's a change in the texture of the muscular tissue that reflects a hormonal poisoning from toxic estrogen. And that is where I'm going. What the millions upon millions of chemicals that we have spewed into the atmosphere, in the cities and even in the countryside, in America and across the world, have successfully turned us into plump, tender, ready for market poultry. Now, why is this relevant? It's relevant because it is the reverse of that. As you, John Q. Public, go through your cleansing experience, that will prove that you've succeeded as you change the tone in your tissue. So this is a word I want to introduce to you, tone. And I want you to have an awareness that, no, I don't mean you haven't exercised, and because you haven't exercised, your muscles are flabby. I'm talking about something that makes you, exercise or not, have your connective tissues feel more like marshmallow or jello than the way you really are, and that really reflect true hormonal imbalance driven by the toxic estrogens, and we're going to get into that discussion shortly. If you're new to the show, welcome. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is a nutrition show. It's a health show. But it's not a health show that's centered on telling you which herb to take for your issue. The concept here is different. And it evolved off my observation that, well, finding that special herb for your particular issue, while that's a good thing, too often it doesn't cut it. Predominantly, that's all we read about or hear about or listen to, whether it's radio, whether it's the internet, whatever. The idea is you've got a problem, get the herb, that perfect herb, put it in, and you've found it. Well, I hope that's your experience. If it's not, this show is for you. Either way, this show is for you. If you have health problems, if you have them chronically, if you've dealt with them for a long time and you consider yourself a rational, reasonable person that wants answers, this show is for you. Get on my website, straighttalk.cc, when you can. That's 2Ts.cc, straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, just listen and take it in. Hear the truth. Put the tone of my voice and the things I say. Put that into your Truth Bank and see what you come up with by the end of the show. All right. You can turn yourself into a toxic piece of plump, juicy chicken. Go on the birth control pill. All right, this is what you do. Find somebody, it might even be you, that's had a history of chronic drug abuse. Those people aren't too hard to find. Yes, I know it was 30 years ago, so it doesn't matter. Well, what you're going to find, if you touch someone that had that 5, 10, 15-year stint on heavy drugs, I promise you, their tissues. I don't care if he or she lift weights and work out. Their tissues are going to have a fudgy tone. I'm going to introduce a word. Fudgy. Marshmallowy. Goopy. Tone to them. You get your hands on those big, strong truck drivers. Athletes who've done steroids. Go find those weightlifters there down at Venice Beach that have done years of steroids. By the time they're 50 years old, their muscles are like goop. That's what I'm talking about. So you do know. Chronic drug abuse. I don't mean now. I mean 20 years ago for 10 years. People that have done steroids as athletes. I said truck drivers because they're constantly breathing in the worst, most toxic xenoestrogenic chemicals. Xenoestrogenic to mean they will bind to estrogen receptor sites even though they're not your body's healthy estrogen. They'll bind to testosterone sites even though it's not your body's natural testosterone. Billions of chemicals that we call estrogen mimetic, xenoestrogenic, they're everywhere. I'm going to read a list later just to those of you who don't know. Many of you know I've done shows on this before, but not in the way I'm going to do this show today. I can do the same subject 10 different ways. Each of my 330 shows are just introductions in a sense. You know, I read a lot of textbooks. I'm buried in it. The hard science types, the ones most human beings don't open. And generally, what people call scientific books, I mean, stuff you put in a book to explain, I mean, they're so poor. Teachers aren't paid enough. Most teachers in college don't want to work hard enough to learn to explain the concepts they need to explain to their students. This is so prevalent in the sciences. And it's why so few students, if you go to a campus of 40,000, you know, you've got 500 guys, men and women, who major in the sciences. Nobody wants to go into science. That's a big story, but one reason is those of us looking for answers in scientifically based textbooks, molecular bio, cell bio, biochem, so on and so forth, the explanations are horrid. And the teachers generally, they can be very credentialed, but they're horrid too. My thought with these shows, if you haven't noticed, is to take the essences of things, string them together in a thought process, and lay them down on your common sense meter. So even if you don't get the science, you can smell the truth. That's what this show is about. So if you're new to the show, welcome. And there's another angle on the show for those of you who listen regularly. All right, I'm going to read from the website. Plastics, parabens, pesticides, tap water, hair products, makeup, cleaning products, produce bags, plastic bottles, food storage containers, xenoestrogens, drugs given to animals to increase their growth, to fatten them up for our consumption. Yes, you are being fattened up for consumption. Yes, you are. You're being fattened up so you can be an impotent slave. That's what we need. We need more slaves, more people who will just eat it and swallow it and not complain about it. That's what we're being fattened up for. Sorry, in a sense, it's the truth, and you got to take a look at that. Pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, tap water, dairy, all the plastics with the bisphenol A, the metals, Teflon pans, vinyl products, creams and lotions. Ladies, you're taking a bath every day in toxic estrogens. You know, they're so prevalent. There's so much of it. Ladies, you know what it's like at 50, menopause, hot flashes. What am I going to do about these hot flashes? And then you buy this baloney about these creams you're going to put on, the progesterone creams, and some big shot's going to balance your hormones and you're going to be all right. You're breathing, you're marinating your flesh in toxic estrogen day after day after day. And then at 50, then it's all about another cream to put on your body. You're not going to do that. Yeah, sometimes it helps. But the other 80% of the time, it doesn't. All right, so hormones, estrogen, has a receptor site in the membrane of your cell. And then it comes on in through the membrane of that cell and talks to your DNA. And that codes the DNA to the RNA to produce whatever it's supposed to produce in the tissue. And you need it. You need estrogen. You need testosterone. You need the right balance. Here's the problem. The xenoestrogen, if there are enough of them. So let me just, this is worth it. This is worth hearing. The receptor site for the estrogen only wants the estrogen. God made your sacred body. It knows what it wants. It only wants your estrogen. 17 estradiol, whatever it is. Men will think more in terms of your receptor site wants only the testosterone you produce in your testicles. Done. Here's the scam. Here's what they don't tell you. The body's precocious. And if you put 100 molecules of toxic estrogen next to one molecule of your own estrogen, your receptor site in the cell starts to say, you know what? I see you out there, Mr. Estrogen, Mr. Perfect Estrogen, Mr. Perfect Estrogen for my receptor site. I see you out there, but there's 100 imposters in line ahead of you, and they're knocking on my door, and they want my attention, and they want to bind. And you know what? They get in. They bind. It's called competitive inhibition. Competitive inhibition. It means your estrogen is inhibited in the binding site because it's competed with by all the other imposters. It's just common sense. You see how much science you just learned? Body knows what it wants, but it's got an attitude about it. And if you insult it enough, if you go down there to Long Beach and just suck in the air all day long, build up the concentration of toxic estrogen spewing out of the Long Beach port, add to it a nice slice of cheese pizza, a soda or two, go into the bathroom, put the hair cream on, slick your hair back, and the college students are doing it all day long. On top of the estrogen they're making at 17 or 18 or 19 or 20. And that receptor site is going to say, hey, I'd like my estrogen, but look at what you've done. You've flooded me with all these imposters. I'm going to bind there. Too much of that makes endometriosis. Too much of that makes large prostate glands. Too much of that makes cysts in the breast. Too much of that creates hair loss. The symptomatic derivatives of what I'm talking about is enormous. But yeah, I get it. There's too much science here. Not everyone's a science freak. Right, there's too much science. Who's going to bother with science? Who's going to even learn it? People that live under rocks generally learn science. The rest of us are out there making money, which scientists don't. Selling cars, owning restaurants, litigating court cases, science isn't something you're really into. So forget the science. How about this? You're turning into a plump chicken. That's what I want you to get from this show. Really? Start shaking hands with people. When you give people a hug, kind of feel the tone on the body. And just have that experience where you just happen to be doing it with your hairstylist. There's a great example, ladies. When you do the monthly thing at the hairstylist or the bikini wax or whatever you're doing, make no mistake about it. Your hairstylist, the one you've known, you know, Madge for 40 years, or the fingernail lady, the manicurist, things that are important, hair and nails, we all know, more important than anything. Who cares about your liver, your gallbladder, the condition of the gut ecology, those toenails? Because that's what men look at, toenails. It's the first thing most men take a peek at. Toenails, top of the list. When you go get your nails done, your hair done, if it's appropriate, and you give your hairstylist that hug, I promise you, you're going to feel plump flesh. I don't mean she's overweight. She could be 15% body fat in great shape, but she's going to feel mushy. That's what I'm talking about. Drug addicts, ex-drug addicts, mushy. Alcoholics, mushy. Anybody that's been on the SSRIs or the opiates. The tonicity of their flesh is fudgy, mushy, plump, tenderized. That means their hormonal systems have been interrupted. Stewardesses frying in microwaves 40,000 feet above the earth. 5-day work weeks, 40 hours being microwaved in jets. Airline pilots. At my level, this is easy for me. You take the extreme examples and a world will open up to you. Now, why is this important? Because you don't have to know a bit of the science here. I just give it to you because some people like this stuff. I like it. Some people got to know the reasons. Or they've got to at least hear somebody spout the reasons. I like to base it in as much science, or what we call science, as you can muster. But here's the bottom line. If you do the things I'm about to tell you to do, if you really do them, you're going to feel a change in the texture or tonicity of your flesh. And what you're not going to do is think about your symptoms, right? We've been covering this repeatedly in my past number of shows. We're not going to think about the symptoms. My club does not think about the symptoms. That's not what it's about. Yeah, you're driving. You just tuned in on the radio. I caught your ear. You got a list of symptoms. You listen to Health Talk radio shows because you're looking for that magic potion for your symptom. If it hasn't worked, if you've hit the other companies, bought the good products, and it hasn't worked, stop thinking about your symptoms. Get healthy. Stop thinking about your symptoms. Get healthy. There's a difference. Somehow, what we've done is teach the American public that being healthy is about thinking and coming in with a list of your health concerns and having products absolve you of your health concerns. And then at the end, we kind of dish out a few pieces of advice like get your sleep. This is a crock. This does not work. Yes, it does work. I'm sorry. It works about 5 to 10% of the time. If you're one of the lucky few that have had that experience where a supplement has helped you, keep doing it. And I'm not being facetious. Where you hear me a little facetious is when that becomes the way you approach your health. So, if you've got a problem, find the best nutrition you can find, straight to the health concern. You got a problem with your eyes? Bring in the bilberry, bring in the eyebright, bring in the lutein, bring in the astaxanthins, do all of that stuff. But if you've fallen into that place where consistently you've had a health concern and it's 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you've bought everything, you've been to a bunch of people, the MDs don't help, the nutrition people don't help, stop thinking about your symptoms. If holistic medicine in this country, and my fellow doctors listening to this show, listen to this, have the guts to tell your patient, you know, the one that's stuck on their symptoms, have the guts to tell them, stop thinking about your symptoms. I don't want to dialogue with you about how your back hurts each week or each month. And every time you talk to me, we have to have a 10 or 15 minute discussion about your symptom. Tell them to stop that because they're never going to heal. Tell them how much you care. You care so much that you didn't go to law school, you went to nutrition school. You care so much that you gave up the seven-figure income selling real estate because you believe in helping people. Tell them that because it's true. And pat yourself on the back, my fellow doctors, practitioners, because you do want to make a difference. And then tell them amidst that, I don't want to have conversations about your symptoms. You got to get them off that. So here's my point. If you start thinking about doing correctly with all the trimmings, doing correctly with all the little details and nuances that you got straight, if you start doing the things I'm going to tell you to do in a moment, over a year or 2 years or 3 years, not over 1 month, if you're really good, 6 months, but you'll stop feeling, your tissue will change its tonicity. That's right. I went to sleep last night and I had a dream. And I dreamed that I walked into Kaiser Permanente to do my yearly physical. And I had a dream that the medical doctor touched my body, my arms, my pecs, and said, by golly, the tone of your muscular system is getting more firm. Your body fat hasn't changed, but the tone of the muscle has changed. You must be clearing and detoxing all those xenoestrogens out of your flesh. And if you're doing that, my fine patient, it must mean you're clearing them from your organs too. I had a dream that that's the way medicine could work. What a weird life. How was your dream? Well, we got to weigh that against the nightmare. You know what a CBC, you know what a CBC and a chem panel are worth? Less than your spit on a sidewalk. I will tell you that quite frankly. If you need a CBC and a chem panel to tell you that something's wrong, you're probably dead already. These tests are so, so ridiculously basic. They are so ridiculously basic. That's not healthcare. You want a relationship with your medical doctor that knows you. Right? Remember he used to live in the neighborhood? You used to see him at church? Remember? He used to say, hi, doctor. There was like a respect there. And if he screwed up, word would go around and no one would go to him. And some other doctor would be in town. That's when we had it right. That's when America was providing health care correctly. And that's what a lot of doctors would love to provide for you today, but they can't. They're in a system that doesn't allow that. And yes, it is getting worse. Much worse. So you got to take charge. And you have to get educated. Get away from this idiotic notion that you can have health by just keep listening to shows on the radio and doing what they say and buying all these supplements. If you get the education, you'll know how to use all these wonderful supplements. Supplements are great. Buy them, but understand how to use them. Stop focusing on your symptom or your health concern. Use the supplements to enliven to facilitate the physiology of your organ systems. All right, so here's the deal. What you're going to do is you're going to change the texture of your flesh. You're going to start getting rid of these toxic estrogens. So the rules of engagement, for you to change for reasons I stated, and now you know why it's so important, the texture of your muscular system. All right. Number one, you're probably going to throw up if I say this, but I have to. You have to get the bile flowing. Those of you new to the show, this is new to you, not new to my audience, my regular audience, the regular listeners. But yes, if you're not doing the coffee enemas, if you're not doing the olive oil flushes, I mean regularly, till they're easy, till they're simple to do, till it's a no-brainer, till you do it and this green-yellow stuff shoots out into the toilet and you feel great. Until then, you're not going to get these toxic estrogens out of your body fast enough. These estrogens are lipophilic. Take two people. Take a guy with an extra 40 pounds on him and take a guy that's 7% body fat. 7% body fat, not a lot of muscle, and a guy with an extra 40 pounds of beef on him, fat. You know, the muscly fat kind. Have both of them go to Long Beach, the port. Hang out. Get a dock job. Those jobs pay very well, by the way. A lot more than most college graduates are getting out in corporate. Don't kid yourself. Those guys that learn trades, they're scoring big, and they work for themselves. All right, so you're at the Long Beach port with your buddy. You're fat, he's skinny. Guess what? The fat guy's safe. The skinny guy's in trouble. You want to know why? All the poison, the toxic estrogens, the diesel fumes, the metals, etc., are lipophilic. Lipophilic, it means that it gets into your body and binds with your fat. It's used in the fat to protect you. Store it in the fat. The fat's a garbage dump. But Mr. Skinny, Mr. GQ, Mr. No Body Fat, guess where it goes in him? It also goes to the fat binding sites, which in him, because he doesn't have any fat, is the bone marrow, is the brain, is the spinal cord. Ladies, it's your breasts. Those nice, skinny, non-fat women that have good-sized breasts, right? It's what America likes. Guess what? The fat in that breast is a dead ringer because it's got nowhere else to go. Those xenoestrogens from the Long Beach port, from Torrance, from everywhere, have nowhere to go except the fat in your breast. You got to know that. So you can take all that toxic estrogen in really fast. I know you drink your water. I know. You get your fluids and those nice plastic bottles that are leaking garbage into the water you're drinking. I know you shower in tap water, nice hot shower in the morning, trusting the city of LA to make sure your water's purified, and you're just imbibing all that garbage through the skin. You should talk to these people that test the water in Los Angeles. It's just chemists, guys that took BS's in chemistry. They test water. It's pretty easy to do. It's a standard protocol. Talk to them. Sit down and have a chat about what they find in tap water in Los Angeles and what they'll tell you. I mean, I'm talking about people that eat at Wendy's all day long. They couldn't care less about health. They'll just tell you you're eating excrement when you drink city water. And when you bathe in it, it's just as bad. And they do it anyway themselves. It doesn't change their habits. But they'll just tell you matter-of-factly, I love stuff like that. You know why? It's 100% true. This guy doesn't care one way or the other. He is completely unbiased. I love unbiased opinions that you can get in Starbucks from people in the know. And guys that test LA City tap water are in the know. And they will tell you what you're sucking down your pipe or through your skin when you shower, or worse yet, drink that stuff, is horrid. So if you're doing that, you better be able to flush it out through the biliary system. Biliary patency, number one. Number two, lots of the green stuff. This is where 2, 3, 4 tablespoons a day, as a matter of course, in your life, chlorella, spirulina, algae, Premier Research Labs, incredible company, incredibly dedicated bunch of people. Xenostat, that is the product. Hey, I'm recommending a product. I thought I said not to do that. Wrong. I didn't say that. I said don't do that and turn an eye to the big picture. That's what I said. Get Xenostat, dulse, sea lettuce, kelp, bladderwrack, Irish moss. Get indole carbonyl 3. That's another thing. I think Premier Research Labs has that in one of their estrogen products. Estroplex, I think, was the name of it. I don't know if it's still on the market. But the key ingredient, indole carbonyl 3, this is derived from your cruciferous vegetables. They pull it out, hopefully, without destroying it. They concentrate it. They throw it in a capsule, and they feed it back into you. Not a bad idea if you get it from a good company. Premier Research Labs, good company. There's one that can be trusted. There are others, but we'll just start there. Use the supplements. Supplements are particularly effective at getting these things out. The superfoods, the green superfoods. I don't mean a tablespoon a day. I mean a lot more than that. I mean about 3, 4 big tablespoons a day if you live in Los Angeles. Remember, the dose on the bottle is what we call a waiver. In other words, we have to take into account when we make suggestions about what dosages to take in stuff that's on the web. And anything you're hearing about from any show or any bottle you buy in any health food store, public, understand this. When you look at the dosage, that's to cover the possibility that someone has a problem. And so they give you the teeniest, tiniest dosage. Yeah, you have to use common sense. You have to build your dosage gradually. But when you're up there at about 3 good tablespoons, Premier Research's Greens Mix, Schultz's Superfood. Yeah, David Wolf has stuff too. Yeah, Jordan Rubin has stuff also. You're dealing with the algaes. You're dealing with chlorella. You're dealing with wheatgrass, barley grass, oatgrass. You're dealing with fresh. The fresher, the better. You're dealing with, if you can get the grass and make your own, it's even better than that. If you grow organic wheatgrass that's fertile, and you've got your own wheatgrass maker, and it's delicious, meaning it's sweet, because the wheatgrass is ripe, light a cigar, because you're going to get a more optimal effect. Put that stuff in, but flush your gallbladder. Flush your gallbladder? No, I mean make sure the bile flows. And then put optimized amounts of the green products in to chelate out the toxic estrogens, to bind them, to hunt and search and bind and pull. All right, there's two. Here's number three. Lose weight. And then gain the weight back. You know, one of the great moves in our neck of the woods here, natural health, is to take somebody skinny, pack on 40 pounds, and then drop it off. Pack it on and drop it off. Pack it on and drop it off. You've got to turn over the fat. If you have someone that feels like a plump chicken, you have a bunch of things to do, but along the way, Build the fat, drain the fat. Build the fat, drain the fat. Pump the fat by putting on 20 and dropping 20 and putting on 20 and dropping 20. Why? Because in the flux of putting it on and taking it off, you'll move out the deep state. You'll move out the deep, formerly unremovable chemicals. You'll prime the dissolution of stubborn chemicals, the stuff, the tough stains on the rug. If you put the fat on and take it off and put it on and take it off, you'll pump it out of your body faster. To which we can add then the use of, and here's number four, the infrared sauna. Ideally infrared crossed with Banya. If you're on the website, it's better for you. If you're driving, get on the website when you can. StraightTalk.cc, so you can see some of the pictures. Start using the infrared sauna. Why infrared? It'll pump the lymph better. But that's in close competition with Banya, where the temperature will go up to a couple of hundred degrees, and then I need you to go into the cold pool. Of course, use your common sense. You got to break into these practices. These are health practices. Health lives in health practices. There are hundreds and hundreds of health practices, and there's hundreds of ways to evolve yourself in the healing. What we're missing on radio shows are health practices and ways to evolve health practices. Part of the reason we're missing these practices on radio is because it costs money. If you're selling something, you can pay. But if you're just talking knowledge, knowledge doesn't sell. It's no profit margins. But it's where the health lives. The health lives in the health practice. So if we're talking about turning your plump, tender body filled with the pus and mucus of toxic estrogen on your way to cancer and other diseases. Listen, estrogens, xenoestrogens are pro-inflammatory. Xenoestrogens mess with your blood sugar. The hormonal system is so fundamental to your health that once it's impeded by toxic estrogens and all your communication systems are shot because of estrogen imposters, you're in trouble. The only thing holding back disease then is your genetics. Hopefully the sperm met the egg and something born out of that was strong. If not, it's going down young, and we've got lots of young getting sick. Look, between toxic estrogen and EMFs, you probably got about half the reason people get sick. Unbelievable what we've done. It really is. Yeah, I know. We need to laugh at those poor chickens. We don't laugh, but I don't mean it that way. But, you know, we look down in a pitiful way at those horrible animals. I mean, the vegetarian movement is built off looking at chickens stuffed in cages being inhumanely treated, and yet that's what we're doing to ourselves, especially in the cities. Think about that. So what are we going to do about it? You're going to make a commitment to yourself to change the tonicity of your flesh, especially if you fall into this category, and you need education to determine that. If you've done the birth control pill, yeah, back in the old days for 10 years, believe me, you fit the bill. If you've done drugs, you fit the bill. Yeah, but you haven't done them in a long time. It doesn't matter. Once the hormonal system changes, you have to do something much more than remove yourself from the site, get off the drugs, get off the pill. You got to do much more than that. All right. The fat flushing, yes, with the saunas. Very, very important. All right, now, let's understand this. I didn't even get to the show. I saved the last 15 minutes for where the show is going. This was a setup. Here's the problem. Those of you who teach yoga, listen to this. Those of you who practice yoga, listen to this. You have not heard this. This is not understood. Here's the problem. When you tenderize your muscles, when you tenderize your muscles, as I've described, it makes you more flexible. When you give your, you know, these people that are, I'm not even going to go there. Let me just say this. When you're exposed to mass dosages of toxic estrogen and you get tenderized, it makes the muscles flexible. That means when you stretch, in a yoga class, when you stretch at the track, because the toxic estrogen made your muscles flexible, that means you're going to appear flexible. And you like that, and you feel confident about that. But you see, it's a strange kind of flexibility. If I walk into a yoga class today at anywhere in Orange County, I can pick the people out, men and women, young and old, who have been tenderized like those chickens and who are doing all the poses because they look good and flexible because their muscles have gotten flexible. But it's the tendons that need to get the flex. The muscles have gotten flexible, but the tendons have stayed the same. The danger, what's so deceptive, and I'm going to give you the implications of this, some of you should already know. When you get plump and juicy, the muscles get flexible, but it doesn't affect the flexibility in the tendons. And what's so insidious is then, in that condition, when you get on the yoga floor, the dance floor, the Pilates floor, the exercise floor, the I'm going to stretch a little bit before I run floor, I'm going to do the gymnastic stretches. When you stretch your body, you think you're getting flexible because your muscles have been falsely stretched and you don't ever stretch your tendon. Xenoestrogenicity. The effects of toxic estrogen divorce you from your ability to stretch the tendon. The toxic effects of xenoestrogen divorce you from your ability to stretch your tendon. In Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, in any medicine that's worth its salt, the tendon is an organ. The tendon is the gateway to the organ systems. The minute you lose connection with your tendons, you cannot pump your organs. Your organs become static. You can't shift your bony alignment when you've lost your connection to the tendons. And you lose your connection to the tendons when your muscles are unduly estrogenic. That's why I tape these shows. Admittedly, you got to hear that again. I'm going to say it again. You watch these people, they go into their yoga poses, they do their Pilates stretches, and it doesn't matter what muscle, the thigh muscle, the hamstring muscle, the calf muscle, the pectoralis muscle, the neck muscles, the side twists, it doesn't matter what stretch they're in. They're not doing the stretch correctly because they're never getting into the tendon. But they don't know that. Their teachers don't know that. Their doctors don't know that. And the reason they don't know it is the muscle has gotten so estrogenic that they stretch. Ladies, the word estrogen dominant. Are you somewhat familiar with that term? It's just a term we use to describe someone that's, say, done fertility hormones or that's done the birth control pill. Or that's just been so exposed to the toxic estrogens, and she, meaning you perhaps, have so many extra estrogen receptors, just the way God made you. Usually it's the more voluptuous females, the more Jane Russell types, Sophia Loren types, that tend, not only, but tend to be more estrogenic. You have more estrogen receptors. It's why the breasts grow bigger. Point is, on top of that is the toxic estrogens. Have you ever noticed how those women are always so flexible? You ever see them in yoga classes? They might be an extra 30, 40 pounds. But they're like Gumby. They can put those legs and arms into any position any teacher can simulate. And they don't even do, they don't even exercise. They've had 3 kids. They're exhausted. But you can bend them like a pretzel into any position. We all know who and what I'm talking about. That is an example of what I mean. There's one example you in your daily experience have experienced. I'll use the female here as a classic example. There are men like this also. Fudgy, pulpy, and flexible. And yet they have no relationship with the tendon. That female I just described, no relationship with the tendon. So, if in that female her uterus and ovaries and bladder are spatially disoriented, they're in the wrong place because she doesn't have alignment. And she so desperately needs to connect to those tendons, she can't find them. And yet she can do the yoga pose. She can do the Pilates stretch. She can keep up with the teacher. As far as she's concerned, she's as yogic and flexible as they come. But she has no relationship with her tendons. So I'm trying to use stereotypes for you guys to, in your experience, kind of get cued into what I'm talking about. So I hope these things help. They should, if you're just aware. And this is what we're not seeing. Now, I can tell you from personal experience, when you cleanse these out of people and then you put them in poses to stretch their tendons, a world opens up. And I've done it with yoga teachers. I've done it with John Q. Public. I've been doing it for years to people. And it is such an illumination to really see how the tonicity of someone's flesh will change. You'll change from plump, juicy chicken to a firmer, more vibrant tonicity or tone. And you'll feel more vibrant. And then if you really ice the cake and you bring in the physical medicine, meaning if you teach them to stretch, and then you take that individual, male or female, dissociated from their tendons, and you teach them to stretch into the tendon because you've reconditioned their flesh, their bones begin to move and their meridians begin to open and their autonomic nervous system therefore begins to balance. And without that, good luck in a healing. If you can't stretch into your tendons, you can't get rid of the stress. And that's another way of saying, if you're sympathetic dominant, because you can't stretch into your tendons, you're going to stay sympathetic dominant. Try bringing sympathetic dominance to a disease. If you want to dig your way out of the trenches of chronic illness and you can't fix the sympathetic dominance, it's so hard to heal. As you know from listening to the show, balancing the autonomics is rule one, rule of engagement number one. You can't do it in a day, but from day one to when you heal, there has to be a subterranean evolution where you've started to let go of the muck, the psychological, spiritual garbage, so you can begin to relax behind your life. And without that, it's very hard to heal. I'll say you don't heal. I'll say I've never seen it happen yet. I'll say anyone I've ever seen heal anything worth healing somewhere along the line has realized how much garbage psycho-spiritually they've held in their body and have decided somewhere along the way to let it go and to reap the benefits. And they'll say, I feel reborn. How scientific on my part. They feel reborn. Healing is about feeling reborn. That's right. When you're online at your local healthcare center, Kaiser Permanente, what you're supposed to feel at the end of that experience is reborn. How unscientific. Do you see the mess we've created? Do you see the ramifications of not having relationship with the Creator, with God, for our purposes on this show, with Jesus? Those of you who are not Christian listening to this show, to whoever you pray, but if we've gotten to the point where we have to be concerned about the atheists, where we can't come together as one and pray to God because it may insult an atheist, think about that. Those ramifications have taken the word God and spiritual out of science. And the ramifications of that are massive, because without finding God, you do not complete a healing. I'm not being poetic. I'm not being theologic or philosophic. I have no interest in that. I'm just telling you from observation over 25 years, if you don't get to that point in your experience of life where you say you feel reborn, which is just the balancing act of the autonomics, you don't heal. And that balancing act of the autonomics is a matter of taking out the muck, recondition your flesh. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's my place. Make a call. Get on. Get in to a healing. Don't put it off. Do not put it off. Get it early. Ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.